The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. On Thursday in the locker room after practice, we caught up with center Chris Myers and talked about the New York Jets game as well as his alma mater.
Drew Doherty here in the locker room with center Chris Myers. Chris, every game in the NFL, there are no easy ones, and certainly this is not the case this week with a Jets defense and a guy across the line from you and Chris Jenkins coming in, right?
Yeah. I mean, they've been tops in the NFL, you know, last season, and with Chris Jenkins right in the middle, he just sets the standard for the entire defense, and you know, it's going to be big time pressure for us to get this run game going, but we're up for the task.
Is there something you have to do a little differently against a guy like that, or is it just kind of status quo and you got to keep at that, you know, level of excellence?
No, just keep a body on him. You know, he's one of the bigger guys in the league, and with those type of guys, you got to put two guys on him and do what you can to keep him away from the ball carrier or the passer. So we're going to do what we need to do to get him off.
You always want to reduce the turnovers from the year before. How do you go about that for 2009?
You focus in on it during training camp. I mean, all throughout our OTAs and training camp, that's been one of our things that we've preached: turnovers and red zone. Those are the two things that we lacked in last year, and that's what I've been focusing on.
Aside from Jenkins going back to the Jets, what's so impressive about that defense, and what do you have to look for, you know, as far as looking at what Baltimore did last year with Rex Ryan there as coordinator?
Exactly. I mean, obviously last year we struggled with Baltimore's defense early in the season, and, you know, with Rex Ryan coming into the Jets, he knows us well. He knows exactly what we did last year, and I'm sure he's going to bring a lot of the same stuff that stopped us last year. So that's what we've been zoning in on, and I'm sure it's going to be a tough game, but we're up for it.
After preparing for that Baltimore game, playing it, and then reliving it, and now reliving it again this season, I mean, have you learned even more in the reliving?
Yeah, it's tough looking at the game film and seeing that the 41 points they had up on us, and we only had, 13 or 14 at the time. It's rough. It's rough looking at that film and seeing them making plays and us struggling with them. So we take that into consideration going into this game.
All right, let's have a little fun. The U had a nice win the other night.
Yep.
Is it too soon to get too excited, or what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I obviously love it whenever Miami wins. I mean, when we were there, we had a good streak, and you know, it's been hard, you know, getting excited the last couple of years just because they've been an up and down team. And a couple of years ago, we didn't even play in a bowl. So it's a great start, great jumping off point, and I'm really rooting for them. We have a, you know, locker room full of Miami guys. We got five on the team, and there's a couple of Florida State guys that we already bragged on. So it's fun watching them.
Last thing, do you keep in touch with anybody back there at the university?
I used to, but I mean, I'm 5 years out now, and all the guys that are there currently, I didn't even play with. So I keep in touch with some of the guys that, you know, just left, and I'm trying to get to know the younger guys. But it's hard, you know, with our schedule going down there. You don't ever get to see a game, but try to go down in the offseason to meet all the guys.
Chris Myers, we appreciate your time. We know you're busy. Good luck this Sunday against the Jets.
Thank you very much.
We also huddled with tight end deep snapper Joel Dreesen and got his thoughts on the upcoming matchup with his former ball club, the New York Jets.
Drew Doherty here in the locker room, along with tight end, deep snapper, Joel Dreesen. How do you like that dual role there?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm kind of flattered by it because, you know, not many teams in the NFL have a snapper and someone who plays on offense as well. So, I'm kind of flattered that Coach Kubiak, you know, believes in me to be able to handle both those roles, and they're very important, and I'm going to do them the best I possibly can.
Yeah, he said about a week ago how valuable that is, because sometimes most teams, they got to take up a roster spot with just a guy who can deep snap, and it's such a vital spot. But like you said, you can do that, and you can catch passes and block.
You know, and hopefully I can do it well. I mean, it's a lot of stress at times, you know, when you're running in and out on offense, then you got to come take your gloves off and go snap the ball and make a perfect snap and run down and make a tackle. But, you know, I firmly believe that if anybody can do it, I can do it, and I'm looking forward to it, actually.
First game of the season's approaching. The blood's flowing, I'm sure, a little bit more normal, but even more so maybe because you're a former Jet?
You know, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. I mean, you know, that's the team that gave up on me. They said I wasn't good enough to play for them. So I know it's a different coaching staff. You know, Coach Mangini went on to Cleveland, but you know, the offensive coordinator and the special teams coach, the general manager, they're all still there. So you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I'm definitely, you know, more excited to show them what they gave up on, to say the least. But you know, we know how important it is to go out and get this first win, and you know, we're working our way to do so.
All right, and these one-on-ones, we're wrapping things up with a little college talk. Your alma mater, Colorado State, big win over the Buffs over the weekend. What are the Rams going to do the rest of the season?
You know, I'm hoping we can just keep this momentum going. You know, my senior year, we were seriously 6 inches away from beating CU in Boulder, and you know, we went on to only be like 4-7 that year. So this year, they got it done, beat CU in CU. So hopefully, we can just keep it going. And you know, we got some tough teams to play yet, Utah and TCU, those type of players. But hopefully, we can keep it going. I enjoyed collecting my money from Chris Brown, the running back. He played at CU, so I was happy to get win that bet.
Joel Dreesen, thank you very much, and good luck on Sunday.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.